I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky, and trucking moves America forward. It's a movement that celebrates 4 years this month. In fact, it was launched here at MATS in 2014. And Elizabeth Barna, she is with Trucking Moves America Forward. She sits on the executive committee and joins us right now. Elizabeth, good to see you. How are you?
I'm great, Eric. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you. First of all, it was great. A little while ago, you and I stepped out there to the Red Eye Radio booth and welcomed Safety Sammy, a really cool mascot, a great way to take some pictures, maybe share those pictures on social media. If your kids are with you, certainly you want to have the kids take some pictures with Safety Sammy. But what a great way to promote the positive of the industry. For those who don't know, give us an idea of where Trucking Moves America Forward is today, 4 years later.
Well, as you said, we launched it here 4 years ago on the back of a flatbed out back.
Yeah.
And we have really, really come a long way. We've done some advocacy campaigns urging Congress to pass a long-term highway bill. We've done billboards across the United States portraying the real truck driver, a professional driver, and their family, the support of the family, thanking them as well. We've done a lot of radio, obviously, and thank you for all Red Eye does for us.
Sure.
We've done a lot of ads. We've got moving billboards, which are the trailer wraps. We've got 84 of those out on our highways.
Right.
Each one of those garners 16 million impressions a year.
Wow. Nice.
So just if everybody, you know, had one of them, can you imagine the impression we would see about the trucking industry?
You know, and this is it. It's promoting the positive, all the great things that trucking does for the economy and so much more in this initiative, this movement, really, that began 4 years ago.
It is. It's really putting a face behind the wheel. There's 7.3 million people in the trucking industry and over 3.5 million professional drivers. And I think the more you get to tell your story, talk to people about Trucking Moves America Forward, talk to people about your job. We found with some national polling we did that the more people that knew somebody in trucking, the much better image they had of the industry.
Yeah.
And so we urge everybody out there to talk to anybody. I mean, the Rotary Clubs, the Chambers of Commerce, they're always looking for a speaker, and what better way to get out there and talk about the trucking industry?
Absolutely. You know, I probably didn't pull it together in terms of my family history until I came to do this program, you know, over 21 years ago.
Wow.
And we started talking to drivers, and my brother and my dad before and after his military career, my maternal grandfather, and so
exactly.
It all just came together. And you know, I guess as a family member, you just think of them as a family member. You don't talk about sometimes what they do and the contributions that they make, but it's such a great opportunity for drivers and anybody else that wants to help promote trucking in a positive light to get involved and do that, because over the years, and that, you know, going back to that first, you know, year on this program, that's what drivers were calling for. You know, we want to see somebody promote the positive of trucking. And so here we are, and it's been 4 years since the beginning.
It has been 4 years. We've raised $1 million a year. So we have reached the goal that we set out to do.
Yeah.
And we've used that money. I mean, we're pretty cheap when it comes to that. We ask for a lot of in-kind.
Sure.
But it is really just promoting the industry, educating people about the trucking industry and the benefits we bring to their everyday lives.
You know, and that's what it's all about, because, you know, some of those stories out there, those great stories behind the wheel, you know, that are to be told of these individuals and, you know, who they are and then coming together as an industry and promoting the industry, what it means to the economy. It literally is, I mean, if you look at it, it's literally crucial that these trucks keep moving.
Absolutely.
That if trucking, you know, and we say to each other, you know, preaching to the choir, you know, if trucking stops, the economy stops. If you bought it, a truck brought it. So many great phrases that have come up that are all true, but now on a grander scale to promote it to the rest of America.
Right. I think we've always been talking to each other in the industry and never really talking to the general public. And that's what we've been doing with TMAF lately, is really getting out there and bringing Safety Sammy, the mascot, on board. That was it's just a great idea and opportunity for us. We take Safety Sammy everywhere. Yeah. I mean, he has been to, I can't tell you how many schools. Mm-hmm. And part of that is to start educating the young kids.
Right.
You know, people say, why do you go to elementary schools? Well, you go there so the young kids grow up with trucking and they know what it is. They're not intimidated.
Right, right.
There's so many times you'll talk to a parent and they'll say, oh, you're the person that told my kid about the blind spots. We were driving down the road the other day, and he told me I was in a blind spot. I had no idea that the truck had a blind spot.
Right.
So it's just if they take one thing away from your visit, but now with Safety Sammy, they get really excited about it.
You know, I was at an intersection, and a truck was in the lane next to me to my right, but was going left. And so those two left lanes were, you know, had permission to go left, but I stayed back. And my granddaughter is like, Papa, what are you doing? I said, I'm giving this guy room. She's, what do you mean? I said, watch this. And she goes, oh, my goodness. I said, watch that trailer come around. And she's looking at the pillar on the inside of that. Now, she's 12. She's going to be 13 in June, which means in a few years, she's going to be driving.
So she's going to know that lesson.
And that's the whole thing is I told her, I said, you know, they can't stop on a dime. They can't turn on a dime. And it turns out on her way back home, there's at that same intersection on the other side, there is a corner, and I don't know how drivers make this corner. And I said, now watch this. And she goes, what? And I said, look how small that road is. He's going to make this corner. She goes, no, it looks like he's going to hit the pillar. It looks like he's going to hit the curb. And I said, now remember, he's got a telephone pole on the other side. And so we're behind this truck, and we're able to watch that display.
Wow.
And it was a really great, I thought,
what a great lesson.
You know, it was because it was in this commercial district. There were, you know, trucks at that intersection at any given moment. And I just loved the fact that I was able to teach that to her. And I wrote my daughter. I sent her a text. I said, you know, she's going to be driving in a few years. She goes, way to crash my day. I said, make me feel old. But I said, you know, it's important, you know. And I said, but we learned some important lessons about big rigs today. And she goes, well, no better person to learn it from. And I said, well, maybe a driver, but okay. Family-wise, okay.
Right.
And we, you know, we had those moments. Those are the things that, those are the moments where, you know, it's about safety, which, you know, Safety Sammy, this is, you know, in terms of the name of the mascot, perfect. We know the industry focuses so much on safety, but safety is not just about that driver behind that truck. It's about all the other drivers on the road.
Well, you know, 3 out of 4 truck-car interactions are, I like to say, unintentionally caused by the car driver. Just
right.
They're not educated
right.
about
and
you know, the trucking industry.
And that's the thing. I think that's a great way to put it. It's that we don't think about it, you know. And we might see this truck that's moving slower than traffic. It's over in that right lane. It's not, you know, it's just something we have to get around. But they can't stop on a dime. They can't turn on a dime.
They can't.
And, you know, it's, I think, a great movement here. Trucking moves America forward. What's next? I mean, the first 4 years really kind of, you know, just seems like
it's
we're
gone
just.
Gone by quickly.
It seems like we're just getting started. So what's down the road for us?
Sure. We, last year for Truck Driver Appreciation Week, we worked with the state trucking associations and had some billboards out.
Right.
You know, real standing billboards. And this year we're going to try to double those efforts to do that as well. And we featured real people on those.
Yeah.
We had a father-son that worked in the industry, a driver and his family. And so really putting real faces behind it and not using actors for anything like that.
Right.
We'll come out with another video this year. We've been using – we get a lot of work on attention to our social media campaigns.
Yeah.
We just launched Meet the Trucker, which is on the website truckingmovesamerica.com, and it's just featuring real-life truck drivers and what they do, what their runs are, what they like about the industry, favorite hotspot. But, again, just giving the driver respect.
Yeah.
And we're really working on trying to recruit new people into the industry. We've got a huge driver shortage, as we know, and we've got an aging population.
Yep.
And so we need to start bringing more people in. At ATA, obviously, we've been working really hard on trying to get 18- and 21-year legislation passed to be able to let them go interstate with restrictions, obviously.
Right.
But that will only help TMAF be able to recruit. We're trying to make trucking look cool, which it is.
Well, it is. It's a great career, but it's a great lifestyle, you know. And I'm sure that you can find all the stories about the negative, but talk to those drivers out there that have been doing it a long time. that are successful. That's what you have to do. Go to the people that are good at it. They're going to be honest with you. I know they're going to be candid with you, but it's a great opportunity, I think, for a lot of young people. And the economy is going to require it.
It is absolutely going to require it. And I think with TMAF, it's the whole industry. Mm-hmm. We obviously focus a lot on the professional driver. But the technicians are, we need technicians too.
Yep.
And they're just as important because they work on the trucks to get them ready to get out on the road.
I'll tell you, if you're a diesel technician today, because I know the ongoing educational process for that, but if you're a certified diesel technician, I look at you as one of those doctor types that...
Like a rocket scientist.
Because it's not just about the wrench anymore.
No.
There's so much more that goes into it. And we've talked about that on the air, is that if you've got a young person... And they're more inclined to do things like that. Just know that a diesel technician, it isn't just about the grease and the wrench.
It's a great career.
Mm-hmm. It really
for
is.
For everyone.
It is. Great opportunities.
We're also with Safety Sammy. We're looking at this year putting a children's book together.
Oh, nice.
A nice trucking industry, but having Safety Sammy as the main character in the book. So that's on the agenda for this year as well.
That's great. Great stuff. Thanks for helping get the word out, the positive word. Through Trucking Moves America Forward. Elizabeth Barna, always great talking to you. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Eric.